Mortgage problems, like Chris Arnold just described, are not just worrying bankers. The ripple effects they're causing have unnerved many investors, and they've made some financial commentators just plain freak out.
Check out this brain spasm. This is a former hedge fund manager and CNBC host, Jim Cramer, yesterday. He's flipping out about interest rates and the credit squeeze, and he's angry at Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Kramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there.
Okay, going nuts is Kramer's shtick. But still, he seems to feel extra passionate about the risks in the market right now. And here's another thing. The end of easy credit is hitting private equity firms especially hard. Now, these are the companies that aren't traded on the stock market, that have fewer regulations like government-mandated earnings reports, and they often produce huge profits. They buy other companies on the cheap, hoping to sell them later for a profit.
The problem for private equity is that it's more expensive for them to raise money, to borrow money, and it's indeed more difficult for them to borrow money. Private equity groups are companies, names like Blackstone and KKR, which buy publicly quoted companies, load them up with borrowings, try and improve the business, and then sell them back to the market or to some other companies a few years down the line.
This is a little bit like flipping in the real estate market. You buy a house, you fix it up a little bit, make it nice, put it back on the market.
Exactly, just like that. And they have done extremely well, some of them, over the last 5 years, because it's been very cheap to borrow money and share prices have been rising. So you buy a share when it was, say, $100, you borrow at 5%, and then in 5 years' time, you sell it for $200. So you easily pay off your loan, and you've got a great big fat profit at the end of it, which is why the private equity guys are some of the richest people in America.
And where do they fit in to the market in general? What do they mean to the economy?
Well, there are two important effects they have at the moment. The first is that the market was counting on a lot of these guys to make big bids and keep pushing up share prices. The second is that people argue that private equity groups make the economy more efficient. They take over companies. The private equity model is deemed to be better because it allies the interests of the management and the shareholders more closely. So if the private equity groups are unable to make those bids, then it's likely that share prices will be lower than they would otherwise be, and some of the economic improvements you might have expected won't occur.
Philip Coggan, is there a downside to being taken over by a private equity firm? I mean, are people laid off?
Yes, often people are laid off, though that's true of all takeovers, usually, that they tend to result in job losses. The other potential downside is that private equity companies borrow a lot of money when they take over companies. So it makes the business riskier. So if you have a private equity takeover and then there's a recession, then the company can go bust. And that did happen in the early 90s in that last boom.
And for those of us who don't live in the theory of business, what does this mean for those of us who just have jobs and maybe we have a retirement fund and are sort of in the middle class?
Well, a lot of people will find that their pension funds have invested in private equity. It's been a big drive away out of the general stock market into what's called alternative assets like private equity and hedge funds in recent years. So if private equity groups do lose a lot of money, then that will affect the pension fund.
Philip Coggan of The Economist magazine, thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.